6. Jesse asked where he was. Vinny said, Vegas still. Jesse asked where in Vegas, and Vinny said his suite at the Mirage. Jesse asked if he was paying. Vinny snorted and said that was a good one, no shit. Then he suggested that they have their conversation on what he called the Zoom. Jesse laughed. Zoom? He said. Is this really you? I tried the Zoom out the other day, he said. Got a kick out of it. Not gonna lie. More like real talking. And you, such a talker, Jesse said. Stop talking and give me your email address and I'll send you the link, Vinny said. A few minutes later, there they were on each other's screens. It looked like some suite behind Vinny. Jesse pointed that out. Prepaid, Vinny said. Jesse said he was happy for him, but what did he have on Singer? Yeah, Vinny said. So, the guy I'm here for, he knows the guy. Singer, I mean. And my guy says that Singer has some major problems, all about to collide. Jesse said, not to get you off point, but does that drink next to you have an umbrella in it? Maybe I should have done this on a phone, Vinny said, upon further review. You've come a long way from Joe Braz and Gino Fish, Jesse said. You want to hear me out or not? It came out here. Vinny took him through it then, in his spare, linear way. Like a lot of guys in Vegas, Billy Singer had gotten crushed by COVID-19 and still wasn't close to coming all the way back at the house. Not with gambling, not with occupancy at the hotel or his restaurants or retail. Basically, revenue's still down half, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on the month, Vinny said. But like you said, Jesse said, isn't he in the same boat as everybody else out there? He heard a doorbell in the background then, saw Vinny's head jerk to the side before he yelled, You think the do not disturb sign is some kind of poker bluff? Turned back to the screen. Where were we? I just asked you why Billy's troubles are worse than everybody else's. Because everybody else don't have Billy's loans, which need to be paid off like yesterday, Vinny said. Vinny told Jesse the name of Billy's bank and asked if he'd heard of it. Jesse said that even people in outer space knew the name of that particular bank by now. Vinny stopped and asked Jesse how much he understood about high finance. Jesse said the reason his son was doing his taxes now was because he didn't even have a good handle on low finance. He saw Vinny sip his drink, which looked to be the color of his shirt. At least he didn't use the straw. So, he said, over the past few years, Singer has turned into a juggler. He refinances like he's going out of style every time a big principal payment is due. And he managed to stay ahead of shit until a few years ago, when he stepped in it big time and personally guaranteed the loans with the bank whose name everybody knows by now. And now that bank finally wants its money, Jesse said. But he don't have it, Vinny said. He's got enough to cover him on this deal back there if he gets the land. He's got enough for that, but not the loans. He's held them off so far, but can't for much longer. And when they come after him, they're not just going to take the hotel and the casino. They will cut his nuts off with personal bankruptcy. And from everything I know, Singer would cut his own nuts off before he'd go down for that in front of the whole freaking world. So he needs the land and all the side deals he'll be able to make with construction and developers that'll come with it, Jesse said. Needs it like this town needs suckers, Vinny said. This helps a lot, Jesse said. I ain't done, Vinny said. On account of it gets better. Just not better for this schmuck. Turns out, according to my guy, that our Billy is also a tax cheat. With all the usual high roller dodges that go with that. Deductions for consulting charges. He put air quotes around consulting. Because, of course, he's got his deadbeat kids on the payroll, too. Don't they all, Jesse said. My guy says the cheating the government is all tied up with dirty money overseas, Vinny said. So the poor bastard doesn't just have the bank on his ass. He's got the IRS. Vinny sipped the pink drink on their Zoom call. He'd be better off with me on his ass, Vinny said. Bottom line, This guy's needing this deal this much makes him dangerous as hell. When we last spoke, Jesse said, you told me Barone was the guy I needed to watch. It's a fluid situation, Vinny said. Jesse saw him check his phone, put it down. We done? Vinny said. One more, Jesse said. Ask your guy the next time you talk to him if he thinks Singer would be desperate enough to cut some kind of side deal with Barone. I can answer that one. After listening to all this shit on Singer out here, Vinny said, he'd get into bed with an iguana to save his ass. One more. Vinny said, you already did one more. You ever hear of a couple of hitters from Rhode Island named Sammy Baldelli and Roy Santo? Vinny had been reaching for his screen. He stopped. Them two are in this? With Singer, Jesse said. I assumed he imported them. Vinny said, they're from Albert Antonioni's old crew. You know him? Sonny did. Them two are the worst, Vinny said. Killers, Jesse said. Only for the sheer enjoyment of it, Vinny said. It came out sheer. Forewarned is forearmed, Jesse said. Make sure it's a lot of arms, Vinny said. Then he said, later, and was gone.